I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He could teach you the right way to groom, and I could teach a college course on her womb. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kim Zolciak-Bierman and Jonathan Van Ness now. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Sunday night with two people who will make you want to majorly step up your hair game. From Don't Be Tardy, say hi to Kim Zolciak-Bierman. She's a brunette. And he's Queer Eye's grooming expert who's now grooming himself for a comedy career with his new tour, Road to Beijing. Get your tickets now. It's Jonathan Van Ness. Hey, Jonathan. I mean, we are going to get into it, but Lady showed up as a brunette tonight. We are going to pull you guys in a second, but before we do, your thoughts, Jonathan.
I'm obsessed. I think you look absolutely, I think you look amazing all the time, but this is amazing.
All right, over at the bar from Pretty Woman on Broadway, it's Tommy Bracco, Ellen Marsh, Julian Miller, and Lauren from Jackson. Let's get started. You know what our first poll of the night is in honor of Kim's new look. Go to WWHL.tv and tell us, what do you like better, brunette or blonde? Oh. Kim, we're doing this for you just to see if the viewers feel like you should
go. I appreciate that.
What made you do this?
I don't know.
Just
I've done it a few times the last few months. Everybody's kind of liked it on social media. I was like, I might as well do it. I had black hair my whole life, so.
It looks like the viewers are sticking with blonde, but you got a healthy 25% for brunette.
What do you All think? Right.
I love it. I mean, I'm used to you as a blonde, so. You know, but I love it, and I'm so glad you did it. Things were a little heavy during tonight's Atlanta episode, but this quick Marlo moment made us laugh out loud. Watch.
Cheers. That's good.
Hello, you guys.
How hot was that?
Hello, I got my white strips on.
What is this?
You don't like it?
I mean, pulling off the white strip, that's kind of classic,
that's
right?
That's classic,
yes.
Totally.
Kim can respect it.
Yep, I can.
Kim, what did you think about Portia showing up for her gender reveal walkthrough with a solo cup in hand? Did you see that?
Yes, it doesn't mean there's alcohol in it.
Okay. No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't think that, but I mean, it was a little homage.
This is alcohol, of course.
Yes.
I think it's great.
NeNe and Greg have really been going through it this season, and tonight they finally had a much-needed sit-down. Watch this.
How is the attitude? Because I was so worried about you at the wedding.
I can't take somebody like talking to me crazy.
I think I would look like the bad person leaving him while he's sick. But being married to him at this moment, I'm not happy.
The times when you've been like extremely mean, I felt like I want to break up, I want a divorce.
I wished I could do a whole lot more, but I'm dealing with something that I don't even understand. And I don't want to make this journey without you. You started it with me. I want to end it with you.
Okay. Sad to see, right?
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah.
Let me keep my shit together, my crap together. That was tough.
Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right turn alert. Jonathan, your buddy Anthony was here a few days ago, and he revealed something very interesting. I want to get your reaction to this. Watch. From whom would you like to receive a dick pic?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, okay. Have the Fab Five seen each other's dicks?
Yes.
Yeah. I knew that answer. Yeah.
Oh, I think we, actually we have, actually.
I believe that he said that he has actually seen you.
Well, we've gotten dressed in the same rooms a okay. lot, like over the last
And it's okay to look?
Well, I mean, you're in this, when sometimes like you're doing a quick change, honey, you know, you gotta, right. it's like you're in this,
and you
you're
get a
in
quick
that,
look, is that cool?
Well,
is that like,
hey. Also one time we were FaceTiming and he accidentally like thought, it was actually more him, honey. Uh-huh. Cause he was taking a bath and we were FaceTiming, honey, and I was like, oh. you know, but.
Oh, so maybe you saw him.
Yeah.
You saw him in the bath.
But then I'd be like, I think, yeah, I mean, we don't go out of our way to look, but you're in a,
okay.
every boy knows how that is in a locker room.
There you go. Kim and Jonathan came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, as we saw all season, Eva's wedding was way, way over budget, but tonight one of her bridesmaids had her feeling under attack. Watch this.
The streets are saying that all her bridesmaids are pissed at her and she turned them all against her. Someone
Mama,
has been contacted.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tell me what you know.
The house that she's in is not actually where she lives. She lives in a raggedy little house.
He was like, Eva isn't living in this house.
I'm calling Mike. Here you go.
Hey, Eva.
No, no. I'm gone. I'm gone. Eva, this first of all, listen.
I will have a conversation with you. Off camera.
Eva, I'm telling you to defend yourself.
This woman is talking about where I live. Every time I move, he finds me. Because of that, I live in multiple places.
I believe that your baby father might be a little cuckoo, but that man ain't checking for you like that, baby. That's done and over with, okay?
JVN, you were very upset by this. You're a big Eva fan.
I was. I love Eva, honey. Season 3, America's Next Top Model was my jam. Season 4, don't even get me started. Naima, I loved. Yeah. I love so much. I felt like there was like some gay shaming. There was some financial shaming in this
scene. Right, there was a lot.
I thought that was a lot.
And Marlo had a blonde wig tonight. What did you think of Marlo's blonde look in that clip?
I think it looked great.
Yeah.
Not many people can pull off blonde, brunette, and do all that.
You were doing it. I thought everyone looks amazing in the show, though.
Jonathan is Queer Eye's resident grooming expert, so I sure hope he can give Kim's wig repertoire some honest feedback without splitting hairs. Here's what. It's time for high wig or bye wig. I'm going to go through Kim's looks of yesterwig. Jonathan, you give each one a thumbs up or thumbs down. Ready? Yeah. Here we go. Here's season 1 reunion wig. High wig or bye wig?
I love that volume on the front, honey. She said, I'm not going to get in my way.
Okay. How about the wig Sheree infamously shifted in season 2?
Same one?
She's working hard.
She's working hard. What about Kim's wig updo moment, season 2, episode 7?
No, that's not an updo. That's like a bob.
Okay.
I love her.
Okay. All right. What about Kim's Farrah Fawcett season 2 reunion
I'm
wig?
I'm living for this. Okay. This body, honey, give it to me.
What about Kim with a mini clip season 3 episode 13?
We all went through that phase.
Okay.
That happened to me.
Those. How about Kim adding some Black Street season 4 episode 3?
Okay. As a colorist, I just, you know, that confuses people because then they want to get low lights. I'm like, no, I got to get it out because once I get it in, it's going to, you know, because like you get to change yours a lot, you know, because you're very versatile. But
okay.
I would say five ways.
Kim's fishtail braid wig.
Love.
Okay. Kim's kind of looking like a Disney princess season 4.
I'm not mad at her either.
Okay. Last up, Kim's luscious locks fighting with Kenya at Sheree's housewarming.
This is the highlight for me.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jamie. On this season of Don't Be Tardy, Brielle's dating drama might have caused her to consciously uncouple from her sanity. Watch this.
Have you heard from Mike a little?
No. We never thought he was going to break up with you.
I feel for Brielle. You know, I can't control these adult situations anymore. She's going to have to get over it kind of on her own.
I have a few boys in my text right now.
Who?
Pat, Evan, Parker.
So, what's the deal with you and Michael?
I did not like him near as much as I liked you.
No?
I always say never go back, always go forward.
but I invited all my exes.
John! How are you? This is Slay, John. Hello!
I'm gonna date everybody I can until I can find Mr. Perfect.
The apple does not fall far from the tree. I love it. And by the way, I see her in a confessional, and I think it's you.
I agree.
Like, it is wild.
And wild, totally.
It is, are you...
Same mannerism.
Is it, or is she, I mean, are you, is it, are you purposefully trying, like, it's like
no, it's
the
just,
Barbie twins or something.
I feel like it's, we kind of grew up together. I had her at 19. So,
right.
I mean, I feel like we kind of grew up together.
Well, here's what on the next Don't Be Tardy, the Beermans pop open a bottle of wine and then pop off on each other. Here's a sneak peek.
Oh, God. Is that for me or is that for your dinner?
It's for all of us.
Well, I can't drink any tonight because I'm driving home, but... Oh.
Driving home?
Yeah.
This is your home.
No.
You change your mind?
And I slept here one night. One night, and I had all my friends, and I woke up and said, I'm moving. This, I want to come home.
Did you not listen? You didn't.
People like move out and move back, like back in. Like
no, they don't. You're going to have to deal with the consequences of your decisions.
I like it, Croy. I really like it. Croy, by the way, what do you prefer, Kim as a brunette or a blonde?
Oh, that's tough because she's hot both ways.
Aww. He has a girlfriend tonight, Andy.
How did you? Oh, is there a little like role play thing happening with the?
It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to.
Oh, okay, good.
But like we have no kids tonight, baby.
I can't, right. Yeah. I cannot believe you met this guy at that Dancing with the Stars Atlanta thing.
And I didn't even
I
want to
honestly
go to that
event. Cannot believe it.
And we're married 8 years.
It's incredible. You know, next week is the season finale of Atlanta, but it is also possibly the finale of Nene and Cynthia's friendship. Here's a sneak peek.
Lately, I've just been really feeling like something has happened in our friendship. You have not been the same friend to me that you are to your other friend.
Whatever you and Kenya have going on, that's between you and Kenya. If you guys don't get along, it has nothing to do with me.
Yes, Cynthia, but you have to be neutral. You knew that Kenya was going to be coming.
That is not true.
Yes, she did.
No, no, no. Let me tell you something. I invited Kenya. I invited her.
Why I didn't get a call? Why wouldn't you give me that privilege? I want to know that.
Okay. Kim, Betty, with a lot of numbers after her Twitter name, said, were you offended by your brother's comments about Brielle's career choice or his comments about all of you being half naked? I thought it was harsh after not seeing you for so long.
Yes, I don't think he can relate to kind of Brielle and her Instagram world and kind of how successful she's become and been. And then the half naked comment, I asked Croy because I said, like, we were all really dressed. Like, I mean, my sleeves went to here, my skirt went to here, my boots met my skirt. So that was a little strange. I think they forgot they were mics.
How is your relationship with Croy's family and your family?
I don't talk to my parents, I talk to my brother, no. And my brother doesn't either. So it's, you know,
and any
that
better,
was comforting
any
to better find that with, out.
Any better with Croy's parents?
That's Croy's. You can ask Croy that.
Croy, not great.
No, I mean, they're great people, you know.
Yeah,
it's
they
just,
are.
It's just we don't jive.
Okay. Jonathan, Andrew K. wants to know your reaction to seeing a GoFundMe raise thousands of dollars for Jess, who's the subject on the new Queer Eye, to go to college. Janelle Monáe weighed in and said she's her hero. It's amazing.
It's so amazing. And I just think, you know, so many LGBTQ kids have had their families kind of, like, turn them away when they come out. And so to have the public support her and offer this to, you know, get her back into school, I'm like, yes, queen, like, let's... Yeah.
Emma R. texted, Kim, speaking of Portia talking prenups, do you and Croy have one?
No.
Okay, we are on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I stopped it. I said no.
Jonathan Eat Your Rice wants to know thoughts on Bobby and Meghan McCain going back and forth on Twitter. They were in a little Twitter war.
I love Bobby using his platform. I think that Meghan McCain is amazing. I think that like what her family is having to continue to go through because of, you know. I thought of a cute nickname for him on Twitter. I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
Something about like,
I'll think of it.
Bronstrosity.
Oh, the Bronstrosity.
Bronstrosity, that's what it was. It's good, right? It's good.
Let's go to Whitney from Virginia. Hey, Whitney, what's your question?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, my question is for Kim. Kim, I love your hair. I was wondering what your advice is to the people that give you advice on parenting and how to raise your children.
You get a lot of feedback from people.
I don't feel like I do.
No?
No. Or I don't read it, maybe.
Okay. Good.
No, I feel like I'm a really good mom. I definitely think there's no... I mean, we all make mistakes and we all learn as we go, but I'm very proud of all of my children. I think I'm a really good mom and nobody can really take that. Yeah.
Jonathan, EMK97 wants to know, which Real Housewives hair would you like to do? I know you've been binging Atlanta.
Anyone's. Yeah.
It's game time, everybody. Although she will probably be mad at me for pointing this out. We all saw Kim turn 40 on Don't Be Tardy, but I hope she'll be less mad about discussing how some other folks are aging. Let's play Who is Older? I'm going to show you pairs of familiar faces. You two will guess which of these faces have spent more time on the earth. Whoever gets the most right will win. Okay, first up, Jax Taylor or Prince William. Who's older, guys?
Jax.
I don't know
that photo.
Just guess. Wait. It is Jax, yes, he's 39. Okay, who's older, Lisa Vanderpump or Ramona Singer?
Miss Lisa.
It is Ramona.
62. Ramona looks so good.
Yes, she looks amazing.
Sorry,
who's
Lisa,
older, Cher or Dolly Parton?
Oh, God, they're both iconic.
They're both like goddesses.
Okay,
like,
who's older?
Dolly.
It is Dolly by Ramona.
Okay.
Who's older, NeNe or Latifah?
Oh.
NeNe.
It is NeNe, yes, 3 years older. Who's older, Tom Sandoval or Shep Rose?
Right.
Okay, you say Shep?
Right.
Yes, it is Shep. Okay, who's older, Candy Burris or Teresa Giudice? God, do I love this game.
Right.
You say Teresa, who do you say? Kim?
Candy.
It is Teresa. Who's older, James Kennedy or Cardi B?
James.
It is James by 1 year. Who's older, Croy or Kristen Doty? This is so interesting.
Maybe a right.
You say Kristen, it is Kristen. Who's older, Lisa Rinna or Luann De Lesseps?
Left. Lisa.
You say Rinna, you say Kim?
Rinna.
It is Rinna by 2 years. Okay, last up, the age-old question. Who's older, Marlo or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Marlo.
JVN.
I feel very Leonardo.
It is Leonardo by 1 year. Thanks for playing. Kim C. Adamowicz said, Kim, you've mentioned proudly a few times this season that Brielle is making six figures posting on social media. Don't you think you should encourage her to find a career since that income won't last forever?
Yeah, we just launched Cab Cosmetics. So
very good. Do your daughters wear wigs? Stephanie Lewis wants to know.
No, they have gray hair.
Riley T. wants to know, email Jonathan, which of your Queer Eye co-stars is the best wingman?
Oh my God, probably Tan.
Rafi S. texted, Kim, have you eaten at Old Lady Gang yet?
No.
Kim, Taylor M. wants to know how your friendship with Sheree is these days.
She just texted me tonight. She's like, do good tonight, girl. I miss you and love you. Yeah, she did.
Let's go to Kathy from the Bronx. Hey, Kathy, what's your question for JVN?
Oh, hello. I'll make it quick. Andy, I'm so proud of you. God bless you. Have your child when they grow up. Go to Alvin Ailey Dance School. Kim, I love you. Two questions for the both of you, for the guests. Whose wig had the best wig on Atlanta Housewives? And Kim, how do you keep that body? Spill the tea. How many days?
Whose wig is the best on Atlanta? You just binged.
After having worked with NeNe on Fashion Police for a very long time, because I did Margaret's hair. I got to give it to NeNe, honey.
All right. Very good. And we're going to hear about your body on the after show, because it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Portia Williams, whose baby girl was born on Friday. Congratulations to Portia. Dennis, a.k.a. the Hot Dog King and the newly crowned Hot Dog Princess, third in line to Atlanta's Hot Dog Throne, by the way. That baby is going to be loved all 265 days of the year. Tonight's Jackal goes to an NBC reporter who was caught using his own spit to slick back his hair live on camera. That is disgusting, but there are far worse things you could get caught on camera using your spit for.
That is like...
I want to thank Kim, Jonathan, and the Pretty Woman cast. All right, it's the after show with Kim and JVN. And some of the cast of Broadway's Pretty Woman, Tommy, Ellen, Jillian. They are so hyped. I love it. You guys are big Bravo fans, huh?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And how did you happen to make that first reunion lip dub video?
Ellen told us. She bossed us around.
Ellen was like, we have to do this.
It was 10 minutes before the show. She's like, sit down, we're doing this. Learn your lines.
We had to get our wigs on. We were like, okay, stop what you're doing. Don't put on your wig. Do this video for Ellen. And
I love it.
We walked right into it.
Got you right into your clubhouse. Let's go to Robin from New Jersey. Hey, Robin, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for JVN.
Okay.
Was wondering which of your Fab Five castmates is most your type?
Oh, please do tell.
That's a really good question. It depends on like what mood I was in.
Oh, okay.
You know, like I could fit like each one for any occasion.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
What if you just wanted to bang it out?
Okay. This is why the after show is so much fun. Yeah. The true dirt comes out. Give it to me. Tell me.
He's going to short circuit.
I think I short circuited
JVN, you guys.
I can't do it.
So, Kim, that caller before wanted to know how you keep your body. You don't work out, do you?
I run.
You do?
I run.
Really?
Yeah. I run my golf course. We've been running for years.
Oh, I didn't know.
But no, I don't really do weights. But I mean, honestly, I'll be honest, it's genetics.
I remember you getting like lasered eating pizza.
I did this new thing called M Sculpt.
Before she met me.
Yes.
I work her out now.
You work her out.
That's a whole nother
story.
No
doubt. Yeah.
A whole nother story.
Yes, obviously.
But I just tried M Sculpt. It's this new thing that like you can do your butt or your abdomen. 30 minutes.
And
it's like
it
doing 20,000 sit-ups or squats.
And it's
I
like
have
an
two more treatments.
Thing.
It's unbelievable.
And it works.
Andy, you're gonna do it.
What did you do? Did you do your tum-tum or bum-bum?
I did my butt, and then I made Croy do his abdomen.
Your tum-tum is so
does it
nothing.
Work, Croy?
It's so, you are so
really?
That's the only. Like, yeah, I have thick
legs. It's gorgeous.
I'm it takes fat but you're from your.
Well, no. So in theory, when you work out your muscles,
right?
Long story short, you work out your muscles, they get sore. They need nutrients, so they break down the fat to supply the nutrients to repair themselves. So,
okay.
And ultimately, you know, you build muscle, you lose fat, but. Yeah, I mean, it works. It's
Andy,
you can get deeper.
I have a lot of my friends in California about to do it next week. I swear by it. It's pricey, but you'll be all right.
Okay.
You're going to do it.
All right. Okay.
All right. Elon Musk invented it, so the technology's no joke.
Okay.
For real.
Let's go to Kim from St. Louis, my hometown. What's your question, Kim?
Hi, I have two questions for Kim.
Okay.
One is, when is she going to have her own wig line? And she could have Jonathan as her consultant. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I've made wigs for people in the past. I just like such expensive hair that it's just ridiculous. We've really tried over the years. I've been approached by really successful people that have done wig lines, like billion-dollar wig lines, but the hair is just not my quality, so I just refuse to do it.
Okay, let's go to Lance from Texas. Hey, Lance, what's your question?
Hey there. All right, I'm cheating because I have two for the both of you.
Okay.
Who was your celeb crush growing up, and have you met them?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, I was listening to them getting ready tonight.
Who?
Bret Michaels, How I Love You. And my hairdresser's like, good, you guys can hang your wigs on the bed at night together. And I love
him. And have you ever met him?
No.
And who
Croy?
Was yours?
No.
That was cute. And cute enough, mine was literally Kyan from the first Queer Eye.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
It really was. Wow. And I've met him tons of times. We love each other.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah,
oh, that's really
cool. Love so much. Love so much.
That's really cool.
That's incredible.
And also Rupert Everett, honey, who I've not met. And my best friend's wedding, he really, like, when I was like in adolescence, I was like, oh my God, I just want to be Julia Roberts' best friend and I want to be Rupert Everett. Oh my God. Don't you remember?
Of course I do.
Harry Major.
Yes, I do. I was there in the Kyan days, by the way.
Oh, honey.
And he was something.
It still is the Kyan days.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It hasn't changed, honey.
Yes. Yeah. Chad from West Virginia. Hey, Chad, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. I want to congratulate you on the baby.
Thank you. Kim, I appreciate it.
Kim, you are killing the hair. That is fantastic.
Oh, thank
Beautiful.
You.
And my question is for Jonathan. First, I have a statement. Jonathan, you are a beacon of light to so many people right now. And you bring so much joy to so many people, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
My question is how long did the process take for you to finally book Queer Eye?
Okay. Like, it was like a three-day, like, very intense ballroom, Glendale hotel room situation. And then it took like a week, and it basically felt like cheer tryouts from hell.
Were they doing chemistry tests?
Yeah, very much chemistry tests, honey. I felt like it was very much Miss Universe. It was a lot of Miss Universe, it was a lot of heartburn. And also, like, I feel like afterwards, from just being around so many talented, like, people who all wanted the same thing, I just ate so many cookie pizzas at night from the stress. I did.
Now, let me ask you this. And did they have you all in a hotel together?
Yes, I lived, like, around the corner, like, because I, like, lived in Los Feliz at the time. So, like, I was, like, I did.
And I ate
so many chicken wings. And
the idea of all of these gay guys in a hotel together auditioning for Queer Eye.
Sounds
I mean,
like
they
dream,
had to
it?
All be banging.
I don't
night.
Know what you're talking about. I was a single father, you know, yes. I was raising these two cats.
You're getting
I don't,
so excited you
know,
over it.
I am.
I know.
So I don't know. I was very busy raising my cats and eating pizza, cookie pizza. I was very.
I'm sure.
Oh my God.
There was maybe one boy.
Oh.
There was maybe one boy who I met on the couch.
And are you still in touch?
No.
Yeah, because you got cast and he didn't.
No, he's actually a really nice. Man, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'll tell you later. It's a good story, I swear. The boys know. But they'll never tell you. It's very horrific.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Are you gonna tell us? No, it's horrific in embarrassing terms.
Okay.
Like, it culminated in the most embarrassing end to a first date you could ever.
Is there any way that you can, erectile dysfunction? Mm-mm. Pooping in
Much
your pants
worse.
Or something?
No, not that. It's not that bad of an embarrassment, but it's very just like, it's very, okay.
A little hint.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. There was, and it's not me. It was not me.
Okay.
It was the other person, honey. But there was a Prince Albert that was ripped out before anything happened. Just the pants came out and along with, and it was, so I lovingly refer to the whole experience as Bloodgate. It was very traumatic.
Wow.
Hey, you asked for it.
I did.
You all asked
I did.
For it.
And you know what? You delivered it. So thank you. I want to thank Kim and Jonathan and the guys and gals from Pretty Woman for joining me. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
He took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift.
She is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.